Ilyas Marandi is a 23-year-old tribal man. He lives in Godda district of Jharkhand with his mother. He had Kalazar as a young boy. I spoke to him over a video call.
Kalazar to bahut pehle se hai mera, lekin bachpan mein hua tha, wo pet wala kalazar hua tha. फिर उसका दवाई कराई तो उसके बाद स्किन में हुआ. वो पहले छोटा छोटा था, जब हम छोटे थे तो वो छोटा छोटा था, हम बड़े होते गए तो वो भी थोड़ा थोड़ा बढ़ने लगा. तो बाद में वो 2020 में हमको बोला कि ये तो पिकेडियल कालाजर है, तुम डॉक्टर को दिखा के दवाई ले लो, खत्म हो जाएगा. तो हम डॉक्टर से मिले, चेक किया तो पिकेडियल पॉजिटिव बताया कालाजर का, तो दवाई दिया.
कालाजर इज फेटल इफ नॉट ट्रीटेड. It enlarges the liver, which is why Ilyas called it Pet Wala Kalazar. In 2020, he was diagnosed with PKDL, which is a skin manifestation of the disease. It affects about 10 to 15% of the patients. This disease needs to be treated as PKDL can spread Kalazar in the community. Miltefosine is one of the most important medicines to treat PKDL at the moment, and this treatment is supposed to last 3 months. But Ilyas started having problems with his eyesight in the second month of the treatment.
पहला महीना में तकलीफ नहीं, आँख में दर्द हुआ मैडम. काम से हम वापस आ गए थे तो वो दोनों आँख में दर्द शुरू हो गया. एक आँख में दर्द होता था तो दूसरा में नहीं होता था, फिर दूसरा में होता था तो इसमें यानी कि अदला बदली करके दोनों में दर्द होता था. हमको अस्पताल वाला सब तब हमको बताया नहीं, बोला नहीं कि अगर दवाई के बीच में अगर थोड़ा सा भी तुमको ऐसा लगे आँख में कि कहीं भी तो हाँ हम लोग को बता देना. वो लोग हमको बताया नहीं तो हमको जब दर्द शुरू हुआ तो हम सोचे शायद थोड़ा बहुत है, क्योंकि रात में दर्द हुआ तो सुबह होते होते वो रुक गया था. तो फिर हम दिन को ठीक थे तो घर में आराम किए, तो फिर शाम को फिर सोए तो शाम में फिर रात में फिर शुरू हुआ. तो दूसरे दिन हम भेजे अपनी मम्मी को, बोले कि ड्रॉप ला दो. वो गई ड्रॉप लाई बाजार से, वो लगाए लेकिन उसे आराम नहीं हुआ. इसके बीच में क्या हुआ, हम अस्पताल भी गए थे मैडम, लेकिन वो लोग क्या है ना, वो लोग गलत करती है मेरे साथ मैडम, बताया नहीं वो लोग.
Ilyas had gone to a government health establishment where he was getting his treatment for PKDL. This is most likely to be a primary health center.
हम दर्द के बीच में गए उन लोगों के पास, वो लोग और दवाई दे दिया. वो दो महीना जो तीन महीना का कोर्स होता है ना, तो हमको तीसरा महीना कोर्स का दवाई जो एक डब्बा आता है वो दे दिया. बोला नहीं कि मत खाओ, डॉक्टर को दिखाओ, ये वो बोला नहीं.
Ilyas says he had the medicines for the third month for about 6 to 7 days.
दवाई फिर खाते खाते फिर दर्द बढ़ गया तो हम गए अपने से गए हम गोड्डा क्या बोलते हैं आँख स्पेशलिस्ट डॉक्टर के पास गए. तो वो बोला कि दवाई दिया, लेकिन वो बोला कि अभी बहुत बढ़ गया है, हम दवाई दे रहे हैं इससे आराम हो जाएगा. और वो बोला कि किसी बड़े डॉक्टर के पास दिखाओ. तो हम लोग पैसा का इंतजाम करने लगे दूसरे बड़े डॉक्टर के पास जाने के लिए. इसी बीच में वो कॉर्निया तो सफेद हो गया.
Ilyas turned completely blind. Hello, this is Menaka reporting for this episode of the Suno India Show. This is a series about Kalazar for which I traveled to Bihar and Jharkhand in September. This is the last episode in the series. Many cases like Ilyas came to be reported in the Kalazar program in Bihar and Jharkhand particularly. In February 2022, the National Vector-Borne Disease Control Program that looks after Kalazar program took steps to reduce the side effects of the eye by issuing guidelines for eye checkups before and during the course of treatment, which involves miltefosine. But not much has been done for those who have already lost their eyesight, either from one eye or both, possibly as a result of miltefosine. In fact, the same year, in 2022, the World Health Organization first took cognizance of this matter and put out a statement. After investigating further and examining the data from India, the multi-technical group considered that a causal relationship between ocular adverse events and exposure to miltefosine is, quote-unquote, at least a reasonable possibility. In 83 cases, I'm saying this again, 83 cases, the WHO's group found a causal relationship between problem in the eye and the intake of miltefosine. This document was released in 2023. I wrote a detailed story on this for the website India Spend. I have put links of all these documents and stories in the references. The only alternate therapy as per the official guidelines for PKDL is the infusion of liposomal amphotericin B over 6 months. This requires hospitalization and is not a tested therapy. The results of a multi-center trial led by DNDi from India and Bangladesh with a combination of liposomal amphotericin B and miltefosine is likely to be published soon. And this treatment will only last 3 weeks. But at the moment, miltefosine has been given to patients with PKDL since 2016. What happened to the patients who had this side effect before the various guidelines were released? Ilyas is one such patient. I'm walking through Indira Gandhi Institute of Medical Sciences, Patna, trying to find Dr. Rakhi Kusumesh. She is one of the doctors who studied the side effect closely and treated patients like Ilyas. Dr. Rakhi is an ophthalmologist and corneal implant surgeon and a professor at Regional Institute of Ophthalmology, that is RIO in IGIMS. Dr. Rakhi has treated patients who had diminished vision after taking miltefosine, a medicine that is used to treat PKDL. She told me the story of how she met her first such patient. So on September 28, 2018, a 31-year-old man was referred to Dr. Rakhi. He had red eyes and had pain in them and was having difficulty looking directly at bright light. It's called photophobia. He was losing vision.
When the first patient came to me, I thought it is infective, not at all related to miltefosine because I was not aware of it. And I started loads of antibiotics like oral antibiotics, topical antibiotics, and sent the sample for just to check for the microorganism, but nothing came out. Finally, I started steroid. This is one thing like corticosteroid which suppress our immune system, right? And then patient start responding. Finally, we operated on the right eye because we thought that it could perforate. And we operated in right eye with keratoplasty, that is corneal transplantation. And left eye, we continued the steroid and both recovered well. First patient had bilateral keratitis with this thing.
He basically became okay after that.
Not exactly, not 6-6, but in right eye he got 6-18 vision and left eye 6-12 vision.
6-6 vision means a person can see 6 meters what an average person can see at 6 meters. 6x18 vision means a person is able to see what you can see at a vision of 6 meters is what a person with a normal vision can see at a distance of 18 meters. Within 1.5 years, she treated 7 patients with similar stories. They took miltefosine, they were having problems in the eye, either vision loss or pain or redness. 2 of her patients needed corneal transplants, while the others were treated with steroids.
See, miltefosine, it was first described as a anti-cancerous drug, and afterwards the people have started its miltefosine using in the PKDL cases basically, and this is a only oral drug for post-Kalazar dermalismaniasis. So this drug actually, the problem is this drug has a very long half-life, means nearly 31 days.
Can you explain long half-life?
There are half-life means till the time drugs remain in its good concentration in the body. And after that, the liver and other body mechanism actually remove it from the body with natural mechanism. So this drug actually somehow they react with the peripheral cornea, means the outer part of the cornea. The exact mechanism is still not known, but it has some reaction to the outer part of cornea and cause the desiccation, necrolysis. Necrolysis means sloughing, you can say the sloughing, the melting of cornea. And in this, you'll find lot of pus cells would be there in the outer part of cornea. These are sterile, they are not infective.
Dr. Rakhi and her colleagues published the findings of 5 such patients in 2020. They assessed the causality of the adverse drug reaction due to miltefosine and concluded that there is a quote-unquote probable association between the adverse drug reaction and miltefosine in all patients. What is important to understand is that the turnaround time for patients to realize that something is wrong with their sight and going to the doctor is not much. I ask Ilyas about this.
So, ये जो आपको जो problem शुरू हुआ आँख दर्द होने लगा और जो आप कह रहे हो कि आप डॉक्टर के पास गए पूरा कॉर्निया मतलब खराब हो गया ये इससे और उसके वो कॉर्निया खराब होने के बीच कितने दिन होंगे एक महीना होगा या कुछ कितने हफ्ते होंगे
नहीं हुँ. नहीं मैडम ज्यादा दिन नहीं होगा बस दो तीन दिन शायद लगा होगा
व्हाट इलियास फील्स बैड अबाउट इज दैट ही वाज नॉट टोल्ड दैट देयर कुड बी दिस साइड इफेक्ट दैट कैन रुइन हिज साइट एट द टाइम हेल्थ वर्कर्स डिड नॉट नो अबाउट दिस साइड इफेक्ट As the government guideline was released later in 2022. But what is also troubling is not much time passed between what could be called an early manifestation of the side effect and a later manifestation. These patients need to be caught early, say ophthalmologists who treated such patients. First, miltefosine needs to be stopped immediately. Secondly, if there is still some issue, corticosteroids work. The patients who lost their vision completely, like Ilyas, came in late. What is early stage and what is later stage? I asked Dr. Rakhi.
If a patient come to you in an early stage after ocular manifestation, then you can treat the disease easily. And patient.
And when you say early, what does that mean?
Early, just when the.
Well, how many months would that be?
Not exactly months, but when the outer part of cornea gets involved, that could be called as early. And late when the central part and deeper part of cornea is involved.
So what I've been told is ki agar aankh mein thode redness ho ya kuch aisa ho.
This is early. If the slight redness, slight foreign body sensation, something change in the color in any part of the cornea is called early. And if there is a cornea is white, completely white, there is a significant loss of vision, significant congestion of the eye, lid edema, then it would be labeled as lid edema.
What is important to note here is that the prognosis changes in a matter of 1 or 2 weeks. Like for instance, the first two cases, they came to Rakhi about a couple weeks after their symptoms started. This much delay is expected of villagers, often on daily work, living far from hospitals such as IJMS. Ilyas had gone to many places for this treatment.
तो हम देवघर गए थे वो देवघर का दवाई लिए तो उसी से दर्द खत्म हो गया आँख में कॉर्निया वाइट हो गया था लेकिन वो फिर भी वो हल्का फुल्का दर्द होता था तो देवघर से दवाई लिए तो वो दर्द दवाई लेने के बाद वो दर्द खत्म हो गया खुद से गए देवघर अपने पैसा जुगाड़ किए और चले गए
Ilyas got some help from his district officials. The Godda chief medical officer sent him in an ambulance to Lok Nayak Jayaprakash Eye Hospital in Hazaribagh district. And Rajendra Institute of Medical Sciences in Ranchi.
इसके बाद हम लोग गए हजारीबाग गए थे हजारीबाग के लिए उन लोगों ने एम्बुलेंस दिया था
हजारीबाग में क्या बोला उन लोगों ने
वो लोग बोला कि कॉर्निया ट्रांसप्लांट करना पड़ेगा यहाँ वो सुविधा उपलब्ध नहीं है आप लोग रांची चल जाओ रांची में जाने के लिए इंतजाम किया एम्बुलेंस दिया लेकिन वहाँ का डॉक्टर 9 महीना बाद बोला कि हम लोग यहाँ नहीं होगा
फॉर फर्दर ट्रीटमेंट द चीफ मेडिकल ऑफिसर ऑफ गोड्डा डिस्ट्रिक्ट इन झारखंड arranged for an ambulance to IJMS Patna, but he did not get a corneal implant there. Now see, at least Ilyas got ambulance rides free. Many patients did not get any help from the state.
मुझे अजीब बात ये लगी कि ठीक है किसी को keratitis हुआ लेकिन उसको कोई carry करके नहीं आ रहा है. Patients are taking treatment on their own expenses. Nobody is giving any financial support to मतलब अगर आप ट्रांसप्लांटेशन करा रहे हो ट्रीटमेंट ले रहे हो तो हम लोग तो फ्री फंड में कुछ नहीं कर रहे हैं या तो जो चार्जेस लग रहे हैं वो लग रहे हैं लेकिन वो किसके
वो आने के भी खर्चा होता है
आना वो आते कहाँ से हैं उस एंडेमिक एरिया से गोपालगंज सारण और छपरा के आसपास उधर तो वहां से वो आ रहे हैं और फ्रिक्वेंटली आ रहे हैं क्योंकि आप वीकली बुला रहे हो आप केराटाइटिस अगर ट्रीट कर रहे हो तो आप मंथ में नहीं बुलाओगे यू हैव टू कॉल दीज And especially when the both eyes are involved in a young patient.
After hearing about many complaints such as Ilyas, it came to the notice of health workers with Care India. Care India is one of the major partners with the government of India in implementing the Kalazar program. It is now called Piramal Swasthya. The organization decided to conduct a study trip to Jharkhand and Bihar to look at various ocular manifestations among patients treated with miltefosine. It took place between March to November 2022. Dr. Asim Sill, an ophthalmologist and public health specialist based in West Bengal, was roped in for this exercise. He is the medical director of Vivekananda Mission Ashram Netra Nirmay Niketan, which has eye hospitals in parts of West Bengal. He says that they were having discussions about these eye problems during the pandemic. Like Dr. Rakhi, Dr. Sill too saw patients who were responding well to treatment if they were caught in an earlier stage. He also realized that corticosteroid helped such patients to recover. Dr. Sill and the care team examined 44 patients from Jharkhand and Bihar who had eye problems after taking miltefosine.
After seeing the patients, the common finding was the patients who were taking miltefosine, they were developing eye complications usually around 30 to 35 days of intake. So of the 43 patients with whom we found some relation, probable relationship with miltefosine therapy, so both eyes were affected in 16 patients. One eye was affected in 27 patients. The individuals who had suffered from this ocular adverse event following miltefosine intake, about 50% of them really had serious issue, kind of disability, like significant loss of vision, either in one eye or both eyes. So in that angle, we should see that it's a serious problem. Mostly the younger individuals are getting this problem. And that's a very really serious issue because they belong to the productive age group in the society. So in our small study, the mean age was 28 years. This is permanent if it is not reversed by keratoplasty.
Ilyas was one of the patients Dr. Asim examined. He went to Kolkata for treatment and got corneal implant in August 2022. Apart from Priyatos.
वहाँ अगस्त में कॉर्निया ट्रांसप्लांट हुआ था लेफ्ट हाथ का. ट्रांसप्लांट होने के बाद वो आया था और रोशनी आया था, लेकिन उसका विजन कम था और धुंधला था. ज्यादा कम भी नहीं था, वैसे हम अकेले चल जाते थे कहीं भी, लेकिन धुंधला दिखता था. फिर 6 महीना तक वो चला, 6 महीना तक दिखाई दिया. बाद में वो विजन कम होने लगा तो फिर डॉक्टर को बताए तो वो बोला, फिर वो बोलता है कि क्या बोलता है, प्रेशर बढ़ गया है. तो फिर गए कोलकाता, तो फिर एक छोटा सा ऑपरेशन किया था, लेकिन वो हुआ नहीं उससे.
What happened to Ilyas is not unusual. The success rate of keratoplasty is as low as 40%.
So corneal grafting, nobody can guarantee. So always fingers crossed. We cannot guarantee that this will remain for life. One girl from Pakur district, she was totally blind, and when we visited her in Pakur, she has undergone keratoplasty in one eye. So she herself independently could go to the well, fetch water and offer us the glass of water. So that was a very pleasant experience for all of us because we put all our efforts for her.
But in Ilyas's case, Dr. Asim says it's also the lack of immediate follow-up which may have cost him his eyes.
He was telling his mother that my vision is gradually diminishing, but somehow because of the remoteness and they come from poor family, so the mother could not immediately arrange his follow-up. So when he reached us, we found that he has developed secondary glaucoma. So secondary glaucoma has taken away the function of the optic nerve, so which is not recoverable. So that's a very unfortunate thing. He was able to come back to normal life, young man, because see, for poor patient, the first issue is survival. They actually don't leave, they survive.
Ilyas is now homebound. His plans to study further have been stalled completely. He gets 1,000 rupees a month as disability pension, which is obviously not enough.
He matric pass kiya, matric pass karne ke baad thoda aarthik paristhiti hum log ka ghar ka sahi nahi hai, to dono saath mein kar rahe the, to padhai ke samay padhai kar lete, kaam ke samay kaam kar lete the. Ghar mein rehte hain, lekin aage ka bhavishya kaise hoga pata nahi.